All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. The next few months will be a very busy period for the Baltimore Ravens. And the reason why I say that is this. The Ravens just finished this past NFL regular season with a record of 5-11, which is their worst mark since 2007. That was also the last year of Brian Billick as the Ravens head coach before John Harbaugh had taken over. And this was the first losing season that they've had under Harbaugh, as he has been a consistent winner with this club, which included the Ravens winning the Super Bowl championship back in 2012. Now, things never really got started on the right foot this year for the Ravens, as they started off the year 0-3, and in each of those games, they had a fourth quarter lead only to blow it. On top of that, the Ravens dealt with a rash of injuries this year. 22 players finished the season on injured reserve, led by quarterback Joe Flacco, wide receiver Steve Smith Sr., and outside linebacker Terrell Suggs, who was actually lost for the season back in week one with a ruptured Achilles. Now, this obviously, with all of these injuries, it gave a lot of youngsters the opportunity to get some playing time for the Ravens and show what they can do. But with that said, you figure between free agency and, more importantly, in the draft, where Ravens general manager Ozzie Newsome knows a thing or two about finding talent, it's going to be in a very important period for the Baltimore Ravens. Now, they expect Joe Flacco to be back healthy next season. Steve Smith is a veteran wide receiver, and he was expected to retire in actuality this year. But like I said before, he doesn't strike me as a guy that was going to go out on an injury such as that. And the same thing could be said for Terrell Suggs. He's a veteran pass rusher, but they need his leadership. But you look at the overall needs of this team. The Ravens still need a wide receiver, and I know that they drafted wide receiver Breshad Perriman last year in the first round of the draft, but you still need more speed there, because Smith will come back, but you have to still have a question mark about the explosiveness that he will have. And of course, they still want to see what they do have in Perriman, but a receiver wouldn't be a bad option for them. I don't see them taking a receiver early in the draft, but it might be something that could be addressed on day two or day three. You look at the offensive tackle position, and the reason why I say that, you have to protect Joe Flacco's blind side. He's a veteran quarterback, especially now coming back from that ACL injury. You really want to keep this guy upright and healthy for the entire 2016 NFL season. I also look at the nose tackle position, as this is a spot that the Ravens have lacked for the past few years. I know that they traded Haloti Ngata to the Detroit Lions last year, but he simply didn't have that same push that he did earlier in his career. And in that 3-4 system, you need that nose tackle that can consistently command a double and triple team from the opposition. And finally, an outside linebacker. Yes, you have Elvis Dumervil, you have Courtney Upshaw, and you have Terrell Suggs coming back from injury. But in this pass-happy National Football League, you can never, I repeat, never have enough of a good thing as far as guys that can rush the quarterback. But like I said, you know, with the brain trust of Ozzie Newsome and John Harbaugh in place in Baltimore, I expect this team to get back on track rather quickly. I mean, the running game had a few problems this year. Justin Forsett led the team with just 641 yards rushing, and they did not have a wide receiver go over the 1,000-yard mark as well. But I guarantee you, once the Ravens get healthy and once they, you know, do their thing in free agency, but more importantly with the draft, you can expect the Ravens to get right back into the fold as being one of the NFL's elite teams in 2016. So folks, that's going to about wrap it up, and I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the action from Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it is my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, folks, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.